This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado volunteers deliver 170,000 signatures to toughen child sex trafficking penalties. Protect Kids Colorado submits petitions for Initiative 108, which would reclassify child sex trafficking as a Class 1 felony carrying life without parole. Protect Kids Colorado delivered approximately 170,000 signatures to the Colorado Secretary of State's office in support of Initiative 108, a ballot measure that would reclassify child sex trafficking from a Class 2 felony to a Class 1 felony, carrying a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Kevin Lundberg, a former state senator and board chairman of Protect Kids Colorado, said on The Kim Monson Show that more than 3,200 volunteers returned notarized petitions as part of the effort. Lundberg described the volunteer mobilization as the largest citizen-driven petition effort in Colorado history. Fewer than 10% of total signatures came from paid petition circulators, he said. Yvonne Piez Guest hosted the February 17th broadcast. On the question of what Initiative 108 would change. Under current Colorado law, human trafficking of a minor for sexual servitude is classified as a Class 2 felony under CRS 18-3-504. Because the offense is designated as a crime of violence, the sentencing range extends to 16 to 48 years in prison with 5 years of mandatory parole. Offenders are eligible for parole and eventual release. Initiative 1008, titled the Children Are Not for Sale Act, would elevate the offense to a Class 1 felony, the most serious classification in Colorado. Since Colorado abolished the death penalty in 2020, the maximum sentence for a Class 1 felony is life in prison without the possibility of parole or release. The measure would also expand the legal definition of human trafficking to include any person who knowingly trades anything of monetary value to buy or sell sexual activity with a minor, according to the initiative's filing with the Secretary of State. Turning to the campaign details, Protect Kids Colorado launched its signature gathering effort on September 5, 2025, giving petitioners roughly 6 months to collect the required signatures. Lundberg said on The Kim Monson Show that the organization collected almost 500,000 signatures across 3 related initiatives, with approximately 170,000 submitted for Initiative 1008 specifically. The campaign relied overwhelmingly on volunteer labor, Lundberg said, with fewer than 10% of total signatures coming from paid circulators. The Rocky Mountain Voice reported in December 2025 that professional signature gatherers were hired to supplement the volunteer effort as the deadline approached. Dr. Travis Morrell, a spokesperson for Protect Kids Colorado, described the trafficking initiative as the least disputed of the 3 measures the organization advanced, according to the Rocky Mountain Voice. Looking at the broader context, Colorado ranked 10th nationally for the highest number of human trafficking reports as of 2023, according to the Common Sense Institute. The state's position along 2 major interstate highways, Interstate 70 and Interstate 25, has been cited by the Colorado Catholic Conference as a factor contributing to trafficking activity. At the state capitol, a separate bipartisan effort is also targeting child sex trafficking penalties. Senate Bill 26015, sponsored by Senator Dylan Roberts, Democrat of District 8, and Senator Byron Pelton, Republican of District 1, would impose a mandatory minimum 4-year prison sentence for offenses involving commercial sexual activity with a child. The bill advanced through the Senate Judiciary Committee on a 6-to-1 vote on February 11. Senator Roberts told Denver 7, "We know that human trafficking, particularly trafficking involving children, is a major problem in our state, and that's what we're seeking to change." Senator Pelton added, "This is not a partisan issue. This is about Colorado actually holding people accountable for purchasing children for sex and making sure that the crime fits the punishment." The 2 efforts address different aspects of the problem. Initiative 28 targets traffickers who buy and sell children, while Senate Bill 26015 focuses on mandatory minimums for solicitation and related offenses. On the organization and the people behind it, Protect Kids Colorado describes itself as a broad coalition of parents, grandparents, and concerned citizens coming together to protect kids and strengthen families in Colorado. The organization, a federally registered 501(c)(4)(d)(4)(d)(c)(4) advocacy group headquartered in Colorado Springs, is led by Executive Director Aaron Lee, who co-founded the group. Lundberg serves as board chairman. In addition to Initiative 1008, Protect Kids Colorado advanced two other ballot measures, Initiative 1009, which addresses girls and women's sports designations, and Initiative 1110, which would prohibit certain medical procedures on minors. Looking at the next steps. The approximately 170,000 signatures now go to the Secretary of State's office for verification. Initiative 1008 requires 124,238 valid signatures from registered Colorado voters to qualify for the November 2026 ballot. That threshold represents 5% of the total votes cast for Secretary of State in the November 2022 general election. And now, Kim's perspective. When the people of Colorado feel their legislature will not act to protect children, they have every right to take the matter into their own hands. Article 5, Section 1 of our state constitution guarantees the people the power to propose laws through citizen initiative, and more than 3,200 volunteers just proved that power is alive and well. In roughly 6 months, everyday Coloradans organized, circulated petitions, and collected approximately 170,000 signatures to put tougher child sex trafficking penalties on the ballot. That is citizen government at its finest. No child should ever be bought or sold, and the fact that volunteers had to do what the legislature would not tells you everything you need to know about priorities under the Gold Dome. This article is available at kiminson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.